Tov, good morning, shalom everybody. Good night of Shabbos. Just
morning.
Just one second. I just want to do something here. Oh, that's much better. Okay, fine. So just 1 second before we start, there's a message. I haven't even said anything. And there's a message. Do people know when this month starts at Orem Sunday or Monday? Once again, the morning vibe, this vibe will continue as every day. From next week, it'll be at 9:30. I suppose Sunday, we could still carry on at 9:45. Otherwise, you have to speak to your Gemara Rebbe's. Each Rebbe is going to start on his own time. My guess is everyone's starting on Monday. My Gemara Sharing was starting on Monday. Rav Grossness also, I think he's starting on Monday. Rav Ulitsky, you have to ask him. I'm not sure when he's going to start. We're also waiting for a final answer as to whether we'll be back in the Beis Midrash. We're working on that. We're trying to get back those who can come back. I know that it's better for those who can. Obviously, those who can't will continue doing a dual Zoom, telephone, and being in the Beis Midrash. But an email will be going out, Mitzvah Hashem, soon with all those. It's very complicated. It's not possible. But as soon as I know what's going on, I'll let everybody know. Okay, so fine. So we're about to start a new Sefer. It's called Shabbos Malchosa. This is written by Rav Pinkas himself. This isn't one of the Sforim that was done from the recordings of Yishurim after he was Nifta. He actually wrote the Sefer himself. It's a very difficult Sefer. It's not a simple Sefer. We're going to go through it slowly. It's a lot of new ideas, new concepts. And therefore, you have to allow the Sefer to do the work. We have to let the Sefer teach us what it wants to teach us. It's not useful to start asking kashas from other places and bring from here and bring from there and start making tushdels and comparisons. It's not useful at all. We'll go through the Sefer slowly, carefully. And we'll hopefully pick up a new appreciation, a deeper appreciation of what Shabbos is. I'm going to learn the Hakdama. It's kedah to learn this just to learn the Hakdama. The Hakdama is gevaldik. I'm going to start with Hakdama. If you have the Sefer, it's a small little Sefer, little. He calls it a kuntras. But it's big in Eichus, even though it might not be that big in Kamut. And it's kedah. Even all we do is get through the Hakdama, it would have been worthwhile, this exercise. It's a very important piece. And so I'm going to start with the Hakdama. Kuntra zeh b'inyan ha-Shabbos matarosa l'leket inyonim v'sugyas l'hazbiris ha-chashivas ha-miyuchad b'Shabbos b'kol ha-yomim. The purpose of this kuntra, he says, about Shabbos, the goal of it is to collect together different aspects and sugyas to explain the importance and the uniqueness of Shabbos mikol hayomim, va'af mi'amoadim yemei hakodesh, and even from the chagim, from the Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, k'mo shenem ala Shabbos uberachta mikol hayomim v'kidoshta mikol hazmanim, as it says that Shabbos is baruch mikol hayomim v'kodesh mikol hazmanim, k'dei she'etie lanu his'iriris la'asek isek mishabbos kodesh. In order that we should have an Isairis to make an Asek out of Shabbos Kodesh. He'll explain what he means now. And in order to extract from it the enormous purpose that it has, that it can achieve in one's Aliyah in Torah and Madregas HaKadusha. He says, in reality, if you look at that, it's a very wondrous thing. It's a very amazing, it's a plea otzum. And in Rome, Shema bin Talmud HaChomim, B'nai Torah B'zmaneinu, he's talking to the Talmud HaChomim and the B'nai Torah of Ador. Kashe Megia, the Sefer I think was written about, I remember when he was writing it. Does it say when he published it? I don't know, let's just see. It was about just over 20, Tafshin Nun Vav. 56, yeah, just over 20 years ago. I remember he used to write it on the Hasa'ot Yushalayim on his little laptop. So it's about 24 odd years ago. Okay, so v'zmaneinu, kashem yegia eched mi'ayomim hakadoshim, when one of the chagim, the holy days come, משתדלים לימק מקדושס הזמן לגדלס בעבודה ועליר בקדושה בקרב אל הקודש ברוך הוא. You see, everybody makes enormous effort, enormous ishtadlis, to draw on and to nurture oneself from the kedusha of the zman, in avoida, in the greatness, and to be oile bekedusha and to get close to Hashem. We know that. Umagishim, hinei bo yom ha-meyuchad shetzarech lanatzel kama sheyese sinyone. He has a very unique day, and we have to get out of it whatever we can. Comes once a year, you have to chaperan. L'moshul, hinei chag ha-shvuas. Let's take Shavuos for an example. Harei zeh zman matan Torasenu, very choshev a day. That's the day that we got the Torah. Ve'ainu shezman zeh yesh bo es ha-segula l'kabel gadlus b'Torah. Embedded in the gadlus, the light of Shavuos, is the ability to become a gadol b'Torah, to connect to gadlus b'Torah. V'roim anu etzel b'nei Torah b'yom zeh reticha noir v'ishtadlus g'doyle natzis l'kedushas hazman. You see, anybody's ever walked into a yeshiva on Shavuos, or even just into a base midrash with Bnei Torah learning there, you feel the electricity. It's an unbelievable day. Everybody, you can't talk to anybody. People don't waste a second. People are learning. People are steiging through the night. They're davening. Unbelievable. Unbelievably sairous in Kedusha. He says, "Umi shenichnas lachas mei yeshivas hakadosh esavili bezmaneinu magish miyad es hametach va'pachad va'isha kadosha hamitlahebes b'boeres etzol kol tamid chochem." Boim rehine chag shvuos bo. You walk into the yeshivas, it's like fire, it's burning. It's mamash, it's burning with fire and a pachad and not wasting a second. And shvuos, 24 hours to chap all the segulas of Torah. Shalav Amra Kadmoinim the Ika Chaya Adam Vatzlachosa Batera Lakola Shana Tluim Belimuda Belel Shavuos. As the early Tzadikim have said, that all one's Atzloch in the year to come in learning is telling the way you learn on Lel Shavuos. That's all the Atzlocha. That's the seed that you're busy making, which from that will sprout your Torah success for the rest of the year. A very important knot. V'chein v'pesach leila seida kva kol Yisrael ruadim mo tzomas ma'ailes harugoyim ha'noirim shel ha'layla zeh. Laila Seder, who doesn't wait for Laila Seder, the unbelievable Kervis Elokim, the godless, the Malchus, the unbelievable achievements that one can achieve on that awesome Leil Shmurim. But Deichem is Kulan Yonim Acherim, everything else gets pushed aside. Boom, getting ready for Pesach. For Kul Kulu Shaladam Murukas, Lakai Mitzvah Salaila, Bedechido Rechima. Person comes with unbelievable desire and intention to Makaim all the mitzvahs of the day. To understand that he's now setting up the entire Seder, the entire order of his whole life for the rest of the year. He's busy building that now. The rest of his life, kimat. Awesome days. They are awesome days. This year was a little bit difficult. It was a bit different this year. A difficult avoider Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, not Poshut. I don't know. I found Sukkot much harder than Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But anyway, but that's a known fact. What he's saying here is no chiddush. V'yinei b'kol marecha zu shel kedushas hazmanim leminayim v'noires sugulosam mishuma Shabbos Kodesh Yom Chemdosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This whole mereches of Kedusha, the whole year, the way it's set up, the whole system of the year of Kedusha, with the awesome treasures that are lurking in those days, for some reason, Shabbos Kodesh, which is Yom Chemdosa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shia Ma'ain Shel Kol HaKedushas Yoin Ki Mimenu, all the Kedusha draws its Kedusha from Shabbos, Yosheves La B'Tzad Mubuyeshes Ki Isha Kore Lo Yolda, like an embarrassed woman sitting on the side that never had a child. Kilu she'en lo ma letet ledveikim bo. Like it really doesn't have that much to offer us. At shekashelim tso etzel habe b'nei teire misha de ech lahafik to'eles miyom ha-shabbos. I'm just telling you what he says here. I'm not sure exactly what he means. We'll have to see. But he says it's hard to find, even amongst proper b'nei teire, somebody who knows how to really, really get the proper benefits out of the yom ha-shabbos. O she'odeya esa miyuchad v'amusogol bo. Understands the uniqueness and the unbelievable treasure lurking in Shabbos. I thought I did. It was a bit of a shock. And you'll see he's right, but I thought I did know what I didn't. I thought I was one of those guys, you know, that knows. ומה צריך לספוס בכדי למשוך בקדושו סוין, בזמן שבאמס אדרה בסוגלוסי ההם מעל כל זמן קודש אחת וכל מצווה אחר שבתוירה. And who knows what to do in order to draw on the kedusha of a Shabbos, which the time of Shabbos, the zman of Shabbos be'emes, the segula of it is way above all the kedusha of all the other days and all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. Ugaloshen Chazal shekoyle Shabbos keneged kol mitzvahs. Shabbos is keneged all the mitzvahs. So it's greater in kedusha than all the other chagim, and yet we know how to make an esek out of all the chagim. And from Shabbos, you don't really make such an esek. And he says, "L'chayra siba shein oisim esek meShabbos kedusha mipnei shelo mevinim es mahus haShabbos." He says the reason we don't make an esek out of Shabbos is because we don't understand the mahus. But the other reason as well, we'll see, is because Shabbos comes every week. Familiarity breeds contempt. Pesach comes once a year, so you've got to hop around. You know that if you don't get it now, you have to wait another year. Who knows where you'll be next year? Shabbos, it's every week. Day in, day out, another Shabbos. And they come quickly as well. Time's moving very fast. You go like from Shabbos to Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Shabbos. It's like it's a comedy with Shabbos already. It was Simchas Torah yesterday, and it's already Shabbos again. It's rushing. You rush from one day to the next Shabbos. So in Achinami, we don't understand the essence of Shabbos that we have to deal with, but we also have to recognize that because it's coming so often, we don't really get we don't feel the wow of Shabbos because we're doing it all the time. So you know, you get into a routine, you get into a rut with Shabbos, and you go through the motions. If we understand the essence of Shabbos, it may help us to get out of that. Shreizman matn Torah seinu kolach and mavin es pirusho ma mashmayosa lelagabeno. Everyone understands Shavuos is man matn Torah seinu. Everyone understands. Wow, that's there's man lekabel Torah. This is the time to get Torah, to connect to Torah, and that's going to lead you through the whole year. All your atzloch in Torah is happening now. V'chein mazi yitzias Mitzrayim. We all understand yitzias Mitzrayim. Let us klal Yisrael. We understand the importance of yitzias Mitzrayim. Aval ma hamuvan aposhut shel shvisa. Let's try and understand what the poshut understanding of shvisa. Shabbos is shvisa. Hashem is Baruch Hashem Litzarich Menucha. Hashem needs a break. He needs to chill. Veicha Shvisa Mare Al Maisa Breishis. How does stopping to do something reflect on Maisa Breishis? It doesn't make sense. Adarabba, Nasim Alocha Lo Ois Al Malochas Yemei Breishis. In order to be Zeicha La Maisa Breishis, you don't stop doing the malachas, you should do the malachas. We should go to one of these farms. They have these Lamed Tes Malacha farms. They take the kids to show them all the Lamed Tes Malachas. And there they have all the stuff. They have the sheep and they have the plowing and the dyeing. And then you go there, they had one, you know, I remember being there. Beit Meir, there was one like that. But they have in these different places. So every Shabbos, you should go to one of those places. You should do the 39 malachas, Eichel HaMaisa Breishis. Why do you cease from the malachas in order to remember Maisa Breishis? Seems a bit of a disconnect. V'lama shvisa Shabbos kol kach chamura b'hilchoseya b'insheya. Also, we have to ask, why is it that the einish of shvisa of Shabbos is so chamur? V'chein rabbis keila sheilois v'yi avonis b'inin haShabbos. Many questions like this that show we don't really have a deep tvisa of Shabbos. V'kol ze shiba sheba emes k'pshuta lo mevinim es haShabbos. The truth, we don't really know what Shabbos is. Therefore, we don't know how to be mafik, how to take from Shabbos the unbelievable benefits that Shabbos has to offer us, more than all the other sugyas that there are to take from Shabbos Kodesh. We don't know how, because we don't really understand in depth what Shabbos is. And that's a bit of a shock. But I thought, everyone knows Shabbos, we know Hilchus Shabbos, we know exactly what you can do, what you can't do. But the esek of what Shabbos is, to draw the Kedusha, to take the essence of Shabbos out, you'll see, we will see that we lack him. Vizuma terasa kuntraze. That's the goal of this. Kuntras, levek tzat. Kemeite v'choleteinu in yonim achadim b'masechtes haniflo shel Shabbos Kodesh. To explain a little bit, he says, a bit, levek tzat, to clarify a little bit, according to the best of our abilities, each one according to his koiches, a unique aspects of this unbelievable masechta called Shabbos Kodesh. The tet anoshim ka archeinu, Ponim echad bahavonas inin haShabbos, to give people like us, everybody according to his ability, an understanding of Shabbos Kodesh. Aval bishavale lo noichol detzaisi da choyve besugi rechove v'noirze. Says for sure I can't be yotzi lechiyuv to explain this unbelievably big subject. Aval kvalim dunu lo alecha malocha ligmo v'lo ata ben choyrin lebatol mimenu. Difficult mission for us, all or nothing next to live with. But lo alecha malocha ligmo. But you're also not parted from starting. You have to start. We have to understand what we can understand, even though we know we'll understand very little. If you make a pinprick, from that little hole comes a lot of light. Let a wise man come and learn a little bit, and from him you'll add your own understanding, your own depths. We're all coming into this with knowing something about Shabbos. This is not the first time we heard about Shabbos. So you'll take what you already know and you'll build it on top of the new aspects we're learning, yeah? We'll be able to take out the segula, the benefits, the treasure lurking in Shabbos, which is much greater than any other day, any other mitzvah, any other kedusha. This is where it's at. Base. We'll come now to the start of the kudshus. We're still in the Hakdama. Let's try and get a definition. What exactly is the essence of Shabbos? All the chagim, we know what the mehus is. Pesach is Yom Cheruseinu, Zman Cheruseinu. Shavuos is, we've said, Zman Cheruseinu. Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres. Yom Simchoseinu, the Yom Adin, Yom Kippur, Yom Na'arim. We know what the essence of it is. But what's the essence of Shabbos? Yom Menuchaseinu, that's Shabbos. So he says something here quite interesting. You wouldn't have expected this. In fact, Shabbos b'hagdarosu ha'miduyekes hi, Shabbos, according to its exact geder, its exact definition, hi yom shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Below, call shame levui acher, without any other pronouns, without any other escorting titles. Yomer shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Shabbos. What does it mean? What does it mean? It's Yom shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, that's very nice. Makashu alai. What's it got to do with me then? If it's Yom Zman Matan Torah, I understand. Hashem's giving the Torah. I'm getting the Torah. It's got something to do with me. Me and Hashem, we're in a deal together here. He's giving Torah. I'm getting it. I'm preparing myself. Zman Chayruseinu. Fishteis. I've got to become a Bin Chayrin. I've got to get out of Mitzrayim. Sukkos. I've got to be Besimcha. That's my avoider, as we mentioned in Chol HaMoed. That's my inner avoider. Aval my Yom Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Samaze Kashu Alai. Why do I have to go through all this stuff? So first of all, what does this mean? What does it mean, Yom Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, Yom Shebo Yichud Hashem Mitpashet Al Kol HaMetzios. Shabbos is a day when the Yichud of Hashem spreads out through the entire reality. V'chol HaNivra Shoves V'Botel V'Ein Oid Milvado. Everything is completely shavos. Everything comes to a standstill and is nullified. And Ein Oid Milvado. Now, obviously, we don't see that on Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's, you know, things are still carrying on. Birds are flying and trees are growing and people are running around and I'm still functioning. You don't see the world bottle of Ein Oid Milvado. So what does that mean? In Achinami, it may well be that's the Yom that Yichud Hashem Itpashet Kol HaMetzias, that's the day when Hashem's Yichud is completely apparent and spreads to the whole world. And the whole world is bottled, but I don't perceive that. Well, what's he talking about? Vahaven. Understand, he says. Sheina kavona shehu yom sheikre hasogas dveikas b'kodesh baruch hu. And okay. Don't think, he says, that the kavona is that this yom, the ikah of this day, is grasping and understanding dveikas in Hashem. That's not what it's about. Ein okay. Am nan vane she b'Shabbos masigim dveikus. For sure, Shabbos we do attain some dveikus, whatever that means. We do attain some deep appreciation of reality of Hashem. Aval zeh dover b'memeila. That happens automatically. Kiven shaboy siyom ein od milvadoi. Since the day is a day of ein od milvadoi, that ein od milvadoi is much more apparent. It's much more easy to grasp. For sure, we closer to Hashem than we are on any other day. But that's not the essence of what Shabbos is. It's a side effect. It's a very nice benefit. It's a secondary benefit of what Shabbos is the added dveikus, the added this feeling of closeness to Hashem, the added appreciation of Hashem, of His achdus. But that's not the smooth of Shabbos. Because im shema tema kain, because if you would say that, shuv nimtzei toime shehu yom letzarchenu anu, shenimtze bo dveikus. Then you would say that Shabbos is for our benefit in order to achieve dveikus. Then it would be yom dveikusenu. Reina dovakain, that's not true, he says. It's hard stuff to get, I told you this is new stuff. This is stepping into a new world here. Shein etzem mamus letzarech Yisrael klau. The etzem essence of Shabbos is not for Klal Yisrael at all, not for their benefit, not for their needs at all. Shairak acher sheyisa kva kedusha Shabbos bo'elam as nitna hi Yisrael b'matana. It was only when there was already kedusha Shabbos in the world, then it was given to Klal Yisrael as a matana. But kedusha Shabbos came long before Klal Yisrael. Aval etzem musa Shabbos hi kulu metzidi yisbarach. The essence, the mechus of Shabbos, is kulu metzidoi. Yisbarach. Okay, I don't know what that means. I don't know what he's talking about. Yom she'akol bottle umavutl. It's a day where everything is bottle, completely nullified. There's nothing in the world. V'akadosh Baruch Hu yochid ba'olamoi v'su lo midi. Hashem's alone in the world and there's nothing else. But I'm still here, and you still here, and the cholent still here, and the kishka still here, and the candles are burning. What's he talking about? Okay, so we have to build this slowly. Okay, anybody still out there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Right?
Still there? Okay, you haven't fallen asleep or jumped off a building or anything yet. Okay, fine. So let's go. Dugma ledova. Hine, b'shabbos yesh mitzvos oinek shabbos. L'habois b'achilas madanim. There's a mitzvah on Shabbos to eat more pleasant and to eat nicer foods. We know, yeah. V'adova b'emes tamur. It's a pella otzum, he says. Sh'v'yom shel kedusha v'dveikas l'choyra hayeroi yoyse l'isasek b'prishas v'lamayt b'taynugim dafka. V'klalu hu sh'binyan agufi churban aseichel. It makes more sense if I would ask you, you know nothing about Shabbos, but I come and tell you the holiest day of the year, the day of Dveikus to Hashem, how would you keep it? You put on your kittel and you do like a Yom Kippur. You know, you don't eat, you don't drink, you're completely in Dveikus. You sit and meditate and daven and we have a klal shebinyan agufi churban aseichel. If you too much time building the goof, then the seichel gets lost. As ech mitchabrim yachad tanuga yaguf for Shabbos kodesh shehi yom ledveikus bekedusha. How do you bind together the tanugim of the guf, which you have to do on Shabbos, to the dveikus to kedusha? It's a stirim in ayobe. You can't do that. Binyan aguf is tchurban laseichel. And on Shabbos we tell you, yeah, but you have to do that anyway. Ma korepo. Aval abil derech moshel. He says, I explained to you about derech moshel. Italat's main. Adam, she's an end of basis of God Lado, Kugon Rabbeinu Chasam Seifer Schusse Yogan Aleinu. Let's say you invited, this actually happened to him, I heard this from Rav Taub, this story, anyway, whatever, I'll tell you if we have time. You invited to the Chasam Seifer's house, to the substance's house, and Rabbeinu Samachim Arech, Simcha Gedoyle, Vamolo, Anibel Kasha to Sud Babesi Sudus Tzorai. Chasam Seif is very happy that you came to visit him, and he invites you to have lunch with him. And he orders a gavaldi kanas meal in honor of the guest, you. Would it be possible if you, the guest of the Chasam Seif, would turn around and say, "Any yechel sudim kovod terosu"? Shekein oisek ani beprishus. I'm very sorry, Rabbi Chasam Sofer. I'm oisek in prishus. You know, I don't eat out of my own home or whatever, and therefore I'm not going to be able to partake in the suda. But I only have a little bit of water, pas b'melach, a little bit of water. That's all I eat. Sorry, I can't join you for the suda. It's impossible that someone would say such a thing. When you're standing in the presence of the Chasam Sofer, you're standing in the presence of a kedusha of a godless like that. Harekulum is bottle ritzona shel tzaddik. Then your ratzon is bottled to the tzaddik. So you'll eat. The tzaddik tells you, you're going to be more from the nim. No, I'm sorry, I only eat little bits of bread. Sorry, I can't have this wonderful suda you made me. For sure not. Your ratzon, your desires are mevatel to the tzaddik. Vim ratzon shel tzaddik shisoyed etzloi bottle cheshboi nesatzmoi. The tzaddik wants you to sit and have a meal with him. You keep quiet and you eat. Hain betzalcha v'gashmiz hain beruchnim. V'kulo emed. There you stand ready to do the rotzen of the godel that's standing next to you. That's exactly the marshal, that's the nimshel of Shabbos Kodesh. This happened to him, by the way. He once went with Rav Israel to Rav Yisachar Meir Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva Nazata, going to Oilam. And they both had a minhag not to eat meat outside of their own house. No, Rav Israel ate by me. He always used to remind me to make fish because he never ate meat outside of his house. So they were by Rav Yisachar, and it happened to be lunchtime. So Rav Yisachar asked them to stay for lunch. So they sat down to eat, and the rabbits and served chicken. So what did they do? They ate. It's not the time to pull frumkart now. This is not the time to be frum. The frumkart, yeah, is to eat, because when you're in the room of a godel and the godel gives you something to eat, you eat it, you know, and start saying, sorry, I don't eat meat outside my house. In my house, you can do that, but in going oilam like you don't do that. Or make sure that you're not there at mealtime, but if you're there already and he offers you the food, you eat it, okay? If we would be asked in Achinami to set up what you would do on Shabbos and you understand Shabbos, we would make it like a Yom Kippur, a Yom of Kedusha, fasting of unbelievable dveikus to Hashem like a malach. Even we would hold from Achilah v'Shtiyah, aval Shabbos eini Yom Kedusha shelanu. Shabbos is not our day of kedusha. Ele yom shel Hashem isparach. Vakodesh Baruch Hu mitzidei roitzi shenisaneg b'madanim l'roiv unesmeich ito b'yom kotshei. We don't understand, but Hashem wants us on this holy day of His to eat and enjoy ourselves and to have some of the physical pleasures that we know that we are supposed to have on Shabbos. Vakodesh boynas atoele shelanu b'teilim uvodod l'miyot kodesh. All our desires and yearnings and aspirations are mevutel legamre on this day. With the simcha of Shabbos is the simcha of Hashem simcha. We're eating on His table. On Yontif, you invite Hashem into your house. On Shabbos, He invites you into His house. You're going to His world. For sure we get enormous benefits. We come out much better than we were because we were mevatel to the ritzonus of Hashem. You come out with much more kedusha and much more achievements on Shabbos when you mevatel yourself to Hashem and you do what He wants you to do than if you would have been in oisek in precious and tainasim. Avel yosod ha'inyan bi'ikorei hu ha'hizbatle shelanu or ritzonus barach. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is us being mevatel ourselves to the rotzon of Hashem. We'll see. Obviously, we're just in the Hakdama here. New ideas, a lot to be worked through here. Aval, that's the yesod. The yesod is that Shabbos really has nothing to do with us, essentially. It's Hashem's holy day. But He invites us into His house and asks us to please join Him for an asuda and to get nicely dressed. And you're going to visit the king, so you put on nice clothes, you get ready, you tidy up, you do everything to make it as pleasant as possible. But the eating and drinking and the tanugim we get is because we're mevatling our desires to Hashem. We're much better to make kiddush on a daf gemara. then on a glass of wine, you're drinking wine on Shabbos. Imagine drinking wine and eating on Yom Kippur and being dovuk to Hashem and Yom Kippur through eating and drinking. Zelo muvan. That's because Shabbos is not for us. Shabbos is Hashem's day. Obviously, we don't know what that means, but whatever that means. And therefore, the avoid on Shabbos is butless our return to the Einod Mevodit, because actually there isn't anything else on Shabbos except Hashem. By the way, during the week, there isn't anything else other than Hashem either. But on Shabbos, it's more apparent. It's much easier to grasp that oneness. But anyway, it's Hashem, we'll carry on. We'll see how this goes. But anyway, that's the start. And it's Hashem, we'll see how this develops. You have to absorb this slowly. A lot of new ideas here, a lot of new concepts in a subject that we think we know everything about already. So it's a challenge. It's an avoider. Anyway, that's it for now. And that's Hashem. Next Erev Shabbos, the same thing. And Bezrat Hashem, we have to daven that we'll be able to come back, we'll be able to learn in the Beis Midrash, we'll be able to be together again, missing it terribly, not poshut. The Seder.
Okay. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
Hagezun, take good care, all the best.
He's got to get back sooner than later.
You especially, we need you back here, Rabbi Innocent.
Please God. Please God.
When the Sheikh comes, you'll get back here. Okay. The Seder. Good night of Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Take good care.